If you're a consistent listener of the Aletheia podcast, you will know that this is not normal. My audio sounds a little bit different, right? Yes. Well, your girl is in school and I do not have the luxury of always recording in quiet places, but we're going to do this anyways. Welcome to the final episode of season one, the Aletheia podcast.
Hit the drums.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is the Aletheia podcast, brought to you by Naya. If you noticed, I didn't put up an episode last week. Did you even check? Okay, your girl was deep down under and stress put a pause button on some stuff. But I'm here today and I will be sharing a truth that has been in my heart, and I hope it blesses you today. I do not know where you are at right now, what you're feeling, or what is running through your mind, but I need you to hear this today. God is real. The complexity of the human mind, the body, the soul, the majesty of the skies, the serene audacity of the waters, the mountains, the trees, the birds, He is here. His presence is tangible. And as much as He is in the quiet, He's also in the chaos. I read a psalm a short while ago. It says, "I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken because He is right beside me." That sounds like a very bold, profound statement. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken because He is right beside me. It's like an ever-abiding presence. For the believer, the reality of God is intrinsic. It's a knowing deep within your heart that cannot be denied. His voice is distinct, His promptings are present, and His presence is undeniable. But for the ones who are still struggling to believe, it would take a deliberate release from this realm of the visible as you step your feet into the unknown. I cannot explain all the intricacies of God's reality. Man, He is deeper and wider than all of eternity. The only way He could describe Himself to Moses is, "I am." If He said, "I was," it will mean He had a past. If He said, "I will be," it will mean He has a future. Past and future are time bound. He began the beginning, so I mean, time is His creation. "I am continually present. I exist." Simple. If you keep trying to wrap your mind around His entirety, you bust your brain. So I want to remind you that He is, even in your chaos, in that place you feel like He isn't. His desire is for you to come with childlike faith and believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know, sometimes life blurs our vision, chokes us up with issues, and brings out our failures before our eyes. We begin to feel all alone and deep under. The truth for you today is that God is present. He's right there. No, you don't have to feel Him. You don't have to feel His goosebumps or anything. You just need to know it. He may not come like a whirlwind and turn your situation around. He might just be the gentle breeze of strength that guides you through the hard days. The zeal within the stress, the will within the pain, the comfort in the confusion, the light in the dark. You might not see these things in the moment. Yes, we are human and our vision is time-bound. But He's all-knowing. El Roi, He sees. The God who sees me, He sees me right now. He's not sleeping or out on a job. He's God, Alpha, Omega, and everything in the middle. I'll advise you to take a journey through the Psalms and see the way David acknowledged the sovereignty of God. You know, David is one of my favorite people in the Bible, and how he just... Man, it's like his relationship with God was on another level. So where are you right now? What is that mountain before you? I want you to take a moment, close your eyes and say, "God sees me." Call yourself by name, say it, "God sees me." Blossom, God sees you. It is so hard to feel His presence in the chaos, but we must know the truth even here. His truth is His word, and more than ever, we need His word to guide us through the hardest of times. This is the truth for you today. God is here, in your chaos, in the hard places, teaching you to trust His heart and His intentions for you. I know the plans that I have for you is still a sure word. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, says the Lord. Tell yourself, His plans for me are good, period. I will lean on His strength to guide me through and teach me to walk in obedience, even when nothing makes sense in the midst of the chaos. His plans for me are good. Child of God, God is real. God is there. God is present. God is able. God is faithful. God is perfect. God is true. God is... Woo! God is... I hope you get the gist. I pray for you today that your eyes more than ever will be open to the reality of how sovereign, able, mighty, faithful, perfect, and just God is. How He is present in every situation, working things out for your good. How He's teaching you, strengthening you. How He's grooming you and preparing you for the days ahead. I pray that instead of questioning and complaining in every season, your heart will learn to sing praises and trust God that He is able to complete the good work that He has started in you. I pray for the hard places that you are in, that you will not crumble under, that you will trust God to take you through, that you will learn all that you need to learn in this season and grow in faith. I pray for the works of your hand. I pray for the thoughts in your heart. I pray that the Lord will tailor your desires to please Him and to suit His ways. It is well with you. It is well with your going out. It is well with your coming in. It is well with your mind. I speak peace over your mind. And I decree and declare that the lies of the enemy will no longer have a foothold in your mind. Your mind is filled with the peace of God that strengthens and guards your heart in His ways. In Jesus' name. Amen. For anyone out there who has been struggling with understanding the reality of God, stop trying to understand with your human mind and have faith and just believe. You can't explain it. You can't understand the entirety of it, but He's present. If His word says so, then it is. He's a man of His word. He's sure. He's true. I don't know how I'm going to explain it to you, but I hope you get the gist. God is real and God is for you. That is another truth you should know. God is present. He is for you. He is for you. God is not against you. He wants to help you. He wants to guide you. He wants to love you. He wants to teach you. He wants to show you. God is for you, guy. He is for you. And He promises to be with us through everything we go through. I don't know why I'm taking out time to, just talk to you about God. But I think it is one of the things that we should remind ourselves of. Because the world is noisy. The world seeks to choke out the presence of God from us. But hey, you have to keep holding on. You have to keep trusting. Stay around people that remind you of His presence. Stay around people that spur you to seek Him with all your heart. He is for you. He is with you now and always. I appreciate you. You. Yes, you. Every time you listen to my podcast, you encourage me to do better. So thank you. Thank you for sharing with your friends. Thank you for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The Alethea Podcast Season 1 is done. 13 episodes and I need a vacation. Okay, your girl has exams to write. So say me a prayer. Throw tender loving care my way. Send food. Check up on me, I'll be back soon and I will be bringing better and bigger. You can always come back and listen to your favorite episodes, leave a message, an idea, whatever, and keep sharing. Let's keep spreading truth and let me know how I can do better. Yes, I will respond as soon as I can. So stay safe, seek truth, do better, love God, and love people. See you in a bit, guys. Bye.